Beirut has begun what seems like an almost impossible task, clearing up after the devastating blast at the city's port. Officials say several hundred thousand people have been left at least temporarily homeless. At least 135 people have died. Thousands are injured. And amidst the chaos, there's growing anger that so much explosive material was allowed to be housed at the port. Barbara Miller begins our coverage.
The windows are blown out, strewn across the apartment floor, the shredded lace curtains still attached, but they missed the piano as they came crashing down. And so 79-year-old Maya Boudmelki takes time out from sorting through the mess to play. The peaceful sounds of Auld Lang Syne seized upon in a now viral video as a sign of hope and resilience amidst the horror of what's happened to Beirut. The Lebanese president, Michael Aoun, spoke after touring the blast site.
There are no words to describe the catastrophe that hit Beirut yesterday, which transformed it into a disaster-stricken city.
The impact is immense. Lizzie Porter is a journalist with the Iraq Oil Report based in Beirut.
The governor of Beirut has said that there are 300,000 people who've been left without a place to live because many people's homes have just been rendered, even if they've not been flattened completely, the level of destruction and damage to them from glass is making them uninhabitable at the moment. So people are staying with friends. I, for example, I'm staying with a neighbour at the moment. And people are, there's a real, people are gathering together and using social media. Instagram pages, for example, have been set up to share contact details of people who are willing to have people stay at their place for as long as necessary. So there is a sense of unity there, people coming together to try and get through this very difficult time.
There's a strong community spirit too among the groups of people out cleaning up neighbourhoods. Omar Jahir is a Lebanese-Australian whose cafe and hotel in the district of Jemaisi are badly damaged.
On the streets of Jemaisi, we've had a great initiative from the young, the new generation that have been helping out businesses, cleaning the streets, cleaning the shop, and starting up fundraisers.
But there's anger too about the fact that so much ammonium nitrate was apparently allowed to be stored for so long at the port. The Information Minister Manal Abdel Samad Najd says action is already being taken against those thought to be responsible.
The military authority requested a compulsory house arrest on those who worked in management of the storage of the ammonium nitrate, which amounted to 2,750 tonnes.
And the minister has vowed that the investigation will be thorough and transparent, a pledge also made by President Aoun.
We are determined to investigate and reveal what happened as soon as possible to hand out punishment to those responsible.
But the people are not so sure. Even before the blast hit, Beirut was weighed down by political, economic and social crisis. And many residents, like this woman who spoke to the BBC, have lost all faith.
For me, this is a government that has no legitimacy and that is a government that should resign. The only problem is that because the system is so corrupt, you will have the same kind of government that will show up unless something radical happens. But to be honest with you, it's political. We all know it. The system is rotten from within.
Aid is flowing in from around the world, including Australia, which has announced $2 million in humanitarian assistance drawn from the existing aid budget. And the French President Emmanuel Macron will fly into the former French protectorate later today to offer condolences and support.
Barbara Miller.